Hi, Lightworkers. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your girl, Stephanie Powers. And today, well, this week's podcast episode, it's just me. It's just me and you guys. And I feel like it's been a while since it's been just us two having a conversation together. So I'm really excited to be with you in your car or in your headphones or wherever you may be. It's nice to just be us again. So, even though, of course, I love my special guests, don't get me wrong, they're the best, but, you know, these one-on-one recordings are a little bit more intimate. I like them the best. That's my Scorpio moon talking. So if you hear a car driving by, that is because I'm sitting outside on a twisted tree, a dead twisted tree that's laying on its side on the ground, but nevertheless, a twisted tree. Do you guys know what that is? Have you ever heard of a twisted tree? A twisted tree is exactly what it sounds like. It's a tree whose trunk and the, trunk, bark, body, it's twisted. Google it, twisted tree, and you'll get a visualization of this. But it's twisted, and it grows twisted because it sits in the middle of an energy vortex. And this isn't a spiritual saying. This is an actual measured energy vortex springing up from the earth like a tornado. Yes. Very powerful. So I'm sitting right in the middle of one recording this podcast episode from Crestone, Colorado. Crestone, Crestone. And if you guys have been following me for a while, then you probably know where Crestone is or you know about it. But if you don't, how do I explain this? Crestone is one of the most spiritual places on earth. And it's also in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. Nobody knows about it. I ask every born and raised Colorado native I've ever run into, hey, have you ever been to Crestone? Where's that? No, I've never even heard of that. Yeah, it's that off the beaten path. It's in the middle. Oh, there goes a little bunny by my feet. That was the cutest thing. Squirrel. Sorry, guys. I'm so goofy. But Crestone, super duper spiritual. And I'll share my story of how I found this place. So 2015, I was booking a trip to the West Coast. And at first I booked my trip with my husband, Mitch, to go to Washington State. But we last minute, for some odd reason, were like, do you want to go to Colorado instead? And we just looked at each other like, well, we already booked our flight. You know, I don't want to go through the hassle of canceling it and switching flights. But we were just looking at each other like, I feel like we need to go. And then, how did this happen? I think I just was like, okay, well, let me look at Airbnbs and see how much they cost, what they look like. And I found this one Airbnb. It was a straw bale house. So it's like old New Mexico style. And there was a rainbow over it. And it just totally captured my attention. And I was like flipping through the photos. Like, this place is stunning. And in the middle of nowhere, it looks like a movie. Like something out of my dreams, literally. So a thunderstorm starts rolling by outside, and you guys know I love me some thunderstorms, so I'm all hyped up, still looking at this place and reading all about it. It was a place owned by a trauma surgeon turned holistic health practitioner who now retired out in Crestone to just get away from the hustle and bustle of Boulder, Denver area, and he just Airbnbs out his little holistic health. It's like a retreat center. It's called Halion Lifestream Retreat. But he rents it out on Airbnb. I actually don't think he does anymore because I haven't seen it on there for over a year. So I think he's now just keeping it as a health retreat. Maybe he's not there. I don't know. But regardless, Crestone is so spiritual. So a thunderstorm's rolling by outside of my window. I'm looking through the pictures and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cancel our flights and come out to this place because this, it's drawing me in, captivating me. So I enter in our 3 nights, and then as I hit book, the price was $333. 333. And as I saw that, my heart sank, and a clap of thunder was like, boom, right outside my window. I mean, the flash was like a strobe light in my room, and then the loud thunder was ear-piercing. But I love that sound, so I was like, yes, universe, I hear you, I see you. Okay, I meant to be here. And so I booked it, and then surprisingly, canceling our flights and switching them from Seattle to Denver was really super easy, and they didn't even charge us a fee. So we switched our flights, and we're like, well, shit, we're not going to Washington anymore. We're going to Colorado for the first time. And as soon as I wrapped up all those travel arrangements, the most beautiful rainbow formed right outside my window. Like I could have opened my window and reached my hand out and just ran my fingers through the colors and the mist. How beautiful is that? You guys, I'm giving myself chills. So I was like, wow, something is going to happen with this. That night, I had a dream of Crestone, where this Airbnb was. I remember looking at it thinking, Crestone, Colorado? I have no idea where that is, but it looks like it's not too far from Denver, only about 3.5 hours. And it looks so peaceful and exactly what we were looking for to just get away from the city, so it's perfect. We fly to Denver, and I'll never forget driving the 3-hour drive from Denver to Crestone, one of the most beautiful drives in all of Colorado. But the host of this Airbnb, Dr. John Day, he kept calling me at 10:10 a.m., 11:11 a.m., 12:12 p.m., 1:11, 2:22. I mean, finally at 3:33, when we were about 33 minutes away, he called, because he kept calling just to say, where are you at? Just checking in. Finally, I was like, John, do you keep calling me at, like, purposefully at 11:11, 12:12, 1? And he was just laughing and said, oh, no, I'm not. Like, he knew something or knew about it, but he really wasn't intentionally calling me at those times. I was just like, something's interesting about this situation. So we finally get here and we get to our Airbnb, and Crestone just blows us away. It is like people living off grid. Like a lot of people who live here live in like trailers or homes made out of recycled tires. Like they are truly off grid. No electricity, no running water, straight up, dig a hole in the ground, take a shit. Like these, they're like very wealthy, very intelligent, very wonderful people who just got sick of living the rat race. The 9-to-5, the hustle and bustle of the city and never getting the peace and quiet. Like, listen to how quiet it is here. I am sitting outside in the middle of like a little forest desert area, and listen. There's anything you can hear, it's just the wind going through the pine trees. Beautiful, beautiful music to my ears. But yeah, it's just people like that who just chose to live a different lifestyle and live free and not have to work 9-to-5 to afford an apartment in the middle of the city. They want to work part-time and enjoy nature and their hobbies and their interests and self-help for the rest of the time. So Crestone is so wonderful. Long story short, I've been coming back here at least once a year since 2015, so we're going on like 4 years. And honestly, I think I'm going to buy a plot of land here because it's that powerful. And as I got to know everybody in town, there's a little cafe called Elephant Cloud Cafe. We go there all the time for breakfast and lunch, and it's delicious. Oh, the only little grocery store in this town. It's like a market, not a grocery store. Only sell organic. You have no other option. And it's not even expensive. Like most, you know, the cliche, organic's too expensive. No, this is regular grocery prices, but they only offer organic. 75% of the store is gluten-free. And the bath and beauty section, it's all organic, all natural products. Like you can't even buy canola oil. And for those of you wondering, what's so bad about that? That's my health coach coming out. Canola oil it's just inflames your whole body. Don't eat it. Everyone in the health coach world knows it's the worst of the worst. So they know that here, and they don't even have it on their shelves. You have to cook with avocado or olive oil. How amazing. How amazing. And like, oh my gosh, I was in the market once, and I was standing next to the ice cream and popsicle freezer, and this little boy, probably like 5 years old, was looking at reading the labels on the ice cream boxes. And he went, oh, mommy, this one has more than 5 grams of sugar. We can't eat this one. Oh, mommy, this one has monosodium glutathione. I can't eat this one. And I was like, whoa, that family is hashtag goals. Like that kid was just as educated as me, a 29-year-old health coach professional on eating healthy. That was amazing. So that's the vibe of this very sacred town. And behind me here, I'm going to have to post some pictures on Instagram for you guys. But behind me are these jagged, rough mountains. And they're stunning. They compare them to the Himalayas. That's how beautiful and tall and amazing they are. Ugh. Absolutely beautiful. But yeah, so I started talking to people in the village. Like, we're friends with the owners of one of the only dispensaries, marijuana dispensaries here in town. And I talked to them for so long. They are amazing people. And, you know, eventually I just started asking people, like, where are you from? Because nobody is from here. There's, at least that I know of, no one's born and raised here. And they always say, oh, I'm from Ohio, I'm from Indiana, I'm from Iowa, I'm from New York, just out of state. And my next question is always, well, how did you find Crestone? Because natives don't even know it exists. You guys, listen to me when I say this. Every single person has said they had a dream or they were intuitively guided here. They had a dream of Crestone, literally woke up in the middle of their sleep and said, like, looked on a map and they were told it's a place in Colorado, found it and came here and never left. The first time we came here, we went to the Alien Watchtower because this is actually one of the hottest spots for alien sightings. So we went to the Alien Watchtower, looked at all their photos, listened to all the local stories. And she looked at us and she was like, you know, we really need you guys. We really want to populate this city and make it like the next Sedona or just a wonderful new age town, new world town. And I was like, oh, you know, you're right, but it's 3 hours from an airport and, you know, not a lot of Wi-Fi, not a lot of cell phone service. I'm such a millennial. But she just looked at me with a smirk and she said, you'll be back. And I remember being like, no, I won't. I want to go see like Seattle or California. Like, no, I won't. Here I am. This is like my eighth or ninth time here. She was right. Alien lady, if you're listening to this, you were right. Speaking of aliens, you guys, this tiny school here, because yes, they have a public school. Guess what their mascot is? The Crestone Gray Aliens. I kid you not. Their school mascot is a gray alien. I love it so much. So yeah, people, everybody I've talked to was intuitively guided out here. Whoa, right? I mean, I was too, through the 333 price of my Airbnb and the rainbow and the thunder and the lightning. Absolutely guided out here. If none of that would have happened, I would have just been like, yeah, too expensive, too this, too that. Don't want to change my flight. But no, I was pushed. I was pushed out here. So here I am. And you know what? They sell lots of land for like $2,000. Yeah. That's why people are literally just like living out of Airstreams, because they buy that plot of land and it's theirs. They own it. And this is for like 2 to 3 acres. So it's a lot. So me and my family are honestly thinking about purchasing land down here. Ooh, maybe there can be a light workers lounge out here. Ha! You guys, no shit. I just said that at bar 444.4. Hi, universe. I see you. So we're at a cool Airbnb right now, and it's not the same one I stayed at, because again, I don't think he's got that up on Airbnb anymore, but they have an energy vortex in the living room, measured vortex. And like on the kitchen table, they have attract abundance cards, so everybody can pick a card, and it's your affirmation for the day to attract abundance. It's just such a lovely, lovely place to be. Crestone, Colorado. Look it up, you guys. So that's where I'm going to be at for the next few days. I've been so busy. So busy. I went to Indiana a few days ago to visit my family. That's where I was born and partially raised, Evansville, Indiana. Shout out to all my Midwest listeners. I love you guys. And it was lovely. I love to see my family, and the lifestyle in the Midwest is so different, and not in a bad way. In a very grounding way. Growing up in New England, everything is so fast-paced, go, go, go. I love it up there, but people are not as friendly, not nearly as friendly. They're very keep to yourselves, just go to work, go to school, go home, and make it quick. I never, ever resonated with that energy, and I knew it from when I was 8 years old and moved there. It's not my place up there. But, you know, so it was always a fast-paced life up there. And then I lived in South Carolina, which I loved, but I lived in Charlotte and then Charleston. So those are very new age, modern, fast paced, very touristy cities. And I loved them. I loved how nice the Southern hospitality. Oh, my neighbors who just used to just, they don't even knock. They just walk in with a plate of lasagna. Like, how y'all doing? Here's some food. Super, super sweet. I miss it down there. Shout out to all my Carolina listeners. I love you guys immensely. Immensely. The Carolinas. Oh, the energy there. Whew. Yep. Pick up the wind right now. That's my love for the Carolinas. Strong. And now I live in Colorado, and I don't know. I've only been here since November, so I don't really have... I feel like I can't really speak on it quite yet, but it's one of the most magical, mystical, spiritual places I've ever been. No doubt. Whew, it gives me chills. But... where was I going with this? I'm sorry, guys. I totally forgot. Oh, yes. The Midwest. It's very, very grounding. You know, like, there's nothing more I love than going out for CBD coffee or a fresh acai bowl. But if you say that to someone in the Midwest, they're going to look at you like, an acai what? What kind of fancy food is that? Like, let's go out for burger and fries. It's just, it's the simple life, the simple American life. And... I'm not saying everyone's like that, just the vast majority, but it makes me feel grounded. Like, everything's so simple and calm and routine and stable, and I love going back to visit that because it grounds me. Like, I'm just floating around from the Carolinas to the Key West to Colorado and just flying around and being wild and free. But when I get to the Midwest, I just plant some roots in the ground and relax. Just totally relax. So that was really nice. yeah. Oh, on my way to Indiana, I flew into Dallas and I missed my flight by a minute. Like, they just closed the door and they were like, sorry. Oh, I was so, at first I was upset. No, I wasn't even that upset because I think everything happens for a reason to protect me or guide me. So I was like, okay, I was not meant to get on that flight. Who knows what's going to happen to it? Or, you know, I was just meant to be here. But long story short, I met like 7 to 10 amazing people. I ended up getting a hotel and getting lots of Ubers to go to my hotel and get dinner. And yeah, I just met so many people. I met people from Egypt, Afghanistan, Montana. You guys know I have a very special connection to Montana. Manteque Islands. It was amazing. It just turned out to be so fun. I didn't want to leave. And Dallas is actually very beautiful. So hello, Texas listeners. I really like your state. But yeah, it was just wonderful. Everything happens for a reason. So if you ever miss a flight or miss a train or a connection, know that it's happening for a reason. Usually it's to protect you. Like, have you ever heard of one of those stories where they're like, I missed my flight, but it ended up like getting a flat tire on the runway and people were stuck in it for hours, you know, things like that. Or I got a flat tire in my car on the highway, but I just missed a really bad car accident by a minute. You know, I firmly believe that the universe protects us like that. Everything, even negative things, happen for our benefit. Do you believe in that? What do you think? Can you guys hear the birds singing? It is 7 o'clock here in Colorado. It's actually overcast, but the clouds are like swirling like a vortex in the sky. It's absolutely beautiful. Raindrop. Raindrop. Drop top. I love hip hop. So yeah. So this episode is really just me ranting and rambling. I just like to pretend like you guys are sitting next to me on this tree and we're just looking into the mountains and the sunset, having a chat. But let's talk about being an empath. I'm pretty sure 100% of you listening to this right now are empaths. And that just means that you are super sensitive to others' energy, including your own emotions. I feel it too, guys. I feel it too. I get so overwhelmed if I don't have my protection bubble up. Like, I can walk into a room and feel if there was just a fight or feel if someone's in a bad mood. And I can feel positive energy too. People are super happy and calm and comfortable. I'll pick up on that immediately and feel happy, calm, and comfortable too. So, yeah, there's pros and cons, but Diary of an Empath, that's what I think I'll call this episode. So, in order to protect yourself, first of all, don't watch scary movies or scary TV shows, you know, like violent and gory ones, because our little empath auras and energy fields and brains will literally trick ourselves into believing that we are experiencing it firsthand in our 3D reality. And yeah, it'll stick with you for a long time. In Indiana, I unfortunately saw a really bad motorcycle accident, and yeah, it's, I'm working on detoxing it from my memory, but it was really super rough. Whew. But those things affect me. Like, some people can just walk by and look and go, oh, that sucks. Me, I think of the families that are just grieving. I think of what bystanders had to have saw and how they're going to be scarred for life. I think of the drunk driver that hit the guy on the motorcycle and how he's probably just so remorseful. All of the counseling and therapy he's going to need. Like, that's an empath. I'm sure you guys listening to this are saying, like, yes, me too. I get it. We feel too much. No, I shouldn't say too much. Hi, little bunny. You guys, bunnies are hopping around me as I record this. Is this not the most magical podcast? But we feel a lot, and we can use it to both our benefit, but it can also consume us. And sometimes we don't even realize that we are absorbing the negative energies until it's too late. And all of a sudden, one day, we're just going about our business and boom, we have a really bad panic attack, a really bad emotional breakdown, and we just cry, and we sob, and we don't want to be social, we want to leave work early, and we don't want to go to class because we are just so overwhelmed, and we need to go to Crestone, Colorado, and sit in the middle of the desert while bunnies hop around our feet and not listen to anything. You know, that's me. That's me. Unfortunately, this is funny, but in Denver, I don't really have many spots where I can go hike and be alone in the quiet like this. Denver is a very busy city. But for all of you listening to this, the best way to detox the emotions that you absorb from others, intentionally or unintentionally, is to go out in nature. Go out in nature. Even if it's a walk around a busy park, just go out in nature. If you can go somewhere where you can't hear nothing but wind and birds, even better. Even better. And, you know, it's good to get in tune with, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed today. It's never for no reason. Do a little, think back to what you experienced in the past 2 days. Did you have to, even if it was your friend venting to you about issues in their life, us empaths, we absorb it because we are light workers. We are caretakers. We want to heal and help. So, if we don't have our shield up, we are literally absorbing our friend's drama and traumatic experiences and living them out in our energy field. So, a perfect example right here. I went to counseling with a wonderful woman from Africa. I love her so much. I was with her for like a year. And all of you out there, if you've tried to go to counseling or therapy, you know how hard it is, unfortunately, to find a good counselor. Like, you have to really click and vibe and match, have like a vibrational frequency match with this person to really get the most benefit out of therapy. I found that in this woman. And she used to wear hats and turbans and head wraps every session, and they were always so beautiful. And so around my like 20th session, I was like, can I ask you something? Sure, Stephanie. Why do you always wear a hat or something around your head? Are you bald? Like, what's up with that? Is it just your style? And she just looked at me with her big, warm smile. I can see it right now as I stare into the sky. I can just see her eyes and her mouth. And she just said, no, it's to protect me from negative energy. And then she was silent and just looked at me and let me process that. And it took me a while. And at first I was a little hurt because I was like, oh, I'm negative. But then, of course, when you go to therapy, you're releasing negativity. Duh. We've all got it. But I was like, oh, the more and more I thought about it, the more my light bulbs went off. And she could see my light bulbs going off and would just nod in confirmation. I mean, we literally telepathy had conversations just looking into each other's eyes. But what it means is that she was protecting her crown chakra, that purple chakra where we absorb all of the energies. She literally blocked hers with a physical object to prevent her from absorbing my trauma and my negativity. That was her way of protecting herself throughout all of her client sessions, which I thought was genius, first of all. But if you're not into wearing hats or headbands or whatnot, what my mom taught me to do is pretend there's a purple shield, a big purple bubble wrapped around your body. When I visualize mine, it's like an oval shape around my body. But some people like that perfect sphere bubble. It's whatever you want. There's no right or wrong. But make sure it's like a light violet lavender purple and translucent. You can see right through it. That is your shield. Whenever a friend or a family member, a coworker, classmate, whenever they're venting to you, because as empaths, you know that you can even get strangers to open up and share the most intimate details of their life, right? That's a beautiful thing. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. And let them talk to you. But immediately flip the switch and put up that bubble, like a spacesuit, put up that lavender bubble around your body. And just visualize it there as you listen to these people talk about their trauma and their life and release. That way, when they're all done and they say, "Whew, I feel so much better. Thank you for talking to me." You don't walk away with your tail between your legs and a migraine and go home and cry. Instead, you can just flip the switch and put the bubble down and give them a hug and say, "You're so welcome." And still feel happy and light like you are. That's my trick. And it really works. And you know, I notice when I forget to, like if someone comes running up to me in a frenzy, like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you what just happened to me. Who just called me?" I'll forget because I'll be so heated in the moment. I can feel it when I walk away. I'm like, wow, I have a headache. Some physical signs that you've been absorbing negative energy are actual headaches, nausea, dizziness, anxiety, panic attacks, even depression, you know? And even when people don't like tell you stories and vent verbally to you about things, if you just like live in a household or work in a place where people are just downright negative, of course us empaths can walk in and cut that tension with a knife. We can feel that. And even if no one's talking to us, we can still absorb their energy. Their energy fields are all around us. And what can we say? Darkness is attracted to light. It wants that light. Even if these people aren't physically going up to you and trying to take your light, they're still absorbing it because that's just the law of energy, right? Law of light. I don't want to sound like a scientist because I'm totally not like a scientist at all. I'm just into energy and spirituality. So you guys know what I mean. But put up that shield. And then go out and detox in nature or dance. Dancing is a huge way to literally, like, you absorb that energy in your body too. Not just your energy field, but your arms, your legs, your toes, your stomach, everywhere. And when you dance and shake and move your body, it doesn't have to be dancing. It can be running, yoga, any form of moving the body. Don't say the E word exercise because I know some people are like, ugh. Any form of moving your body shakes that energy off. Shakes it off. It gets it out. You'll feel so much better. But singing as well, because a lot of time we hold, if you read my book, Thyroid First Aid Kit, you know, we hold energy in our throat chakra. So when we sing in the car, at home, or anywhere, just sing the top of your lungs and enjoy it and feel good. You're releasing energy, negative energy. You're releasing, you're clearing your energy field. It's not easy for us out there, is it? There's so much negative energy for us empaths to absorb. We've really got to protect ourselves. The sky is so beautiful right now, you guys. So yeah, that's what I've been practicing myself, is just protecting my energy and putting up my shield. Because, you know, my career is listening to people talk about trauma and negativity and things like that. Like, I'm a holistic health coach, but we actually talk about food probably 20% of the time. The other 80% is their work, their career, their relationships, their home life, their family, their kids, their friends. If you fix all of that and have all of that balanced and positive and encouraging and uplifting, the food automatically cures itself, you know? Like when we're sad or upset and have anxiety, of course we want sugar and creamy cheese and, you know, all the junk food. We stress eat. It's a real thing. Join me. Let's take a deep breath together. You ready? Breathe in through your nose. Now release it. It's funny, the wind picked up as I released my breath. You know what have really, you know, for me, when I'm listening to people vent, I sometimes hold my breath. I don't really know why, but I do. I'll catch myself like, whoa, Steph, you're not breathing. Let's work on that, girl. And sit up straight and take my deep breath. But I learned a really neat, quick meditation to center yourself and feel more grounded. So remember this when you have really bad anxiety or a panic attack or you're freaking out. Remember this trick. You breathe in for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. And then you hold it for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then exhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then continue. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Breathe out for 4 seconds. Do that 4 times in a row. And then take stock of how you feel. Completely different. Completely different. So how are you guys feeling with the current cosmic energy? I'm still learning about housing placements and planetary energies. And, you know, it's like a whole new world. But I'm dipping my toes in it. I'm becoming knowledgeable on it. But how are you guys feeling? There's a lot of change in the air. May is set to bring the most challenges out of any month this year. A lot of people, I feel, are just like sitting in the middle of a vortex or a hurricane, tornado, and can't really talk about it because it's just so intense and out of the blue and wild that they can't find words to describe it. But we're holding on because we know that it's leading to something very beautiful beyond our wildest dreams. Do you guys feel that way? Me personally, I've got a lot of really heavy life changes. Of course, I'll be sharing them with you guys in the future when I'm ready. But yeah. It's beautiful, it's painful, it's wonderful, it's awful. It's tie-dye of emotions, but everything happens for a reason, doesn't it? Can you guys think of moments where you were just miserable and you thought life was just over and awful and depressing and shitty? But then maybe 6 months to 6 years later, you look back and you're like, I am so glad that happened because I wouldn't be here with this person doing this. You know? Think of moments like that when you get really down and out. Think of times where you really didn't think you can go on another day, but you did, and look where you are, and think about how you wouldn't be where you are if those negative things didn't happen. I'll give you guys a personal example. I grew up without a father. I had a father for probably the first 5 years of my life, and it was not happy times. Of course, when you're that young, you know, your parents do no wrong, but I still sensed that it was not healthy and toxic. But, you know, up until I was like 20 years old, I would have sadness surrounding that. Like, wow, I'll never know what it's like to have a dad. Even just saying the word dad is so foreign to me. It's like a foreign word. I'll never, ever know. And then as I got married, I was like, wow, when I have children, they're not going to have a grandpa because my husband didn't have a dad either. So my children will literally not know what the word grandpa means or is or anything. And that just hit me so hard and bothered me. And I wondered, as a teenager, I was like, does my dad ever think about me? Does he care about me? Is he just happy I'm not? You know, it was really tough, but things have happened, and I've had wonderful conversations with both my father and my half-sisters, and I realized that my parents divorcing and my mom moving my brother and I to New Hampshire from Indiana was the best thing to ever happen to me. The best thing. I am fairly certain that if my parents had stayed together, I would be a morbid obese mother of four and probably on drugs or in jail or just not happy. Just not happy at all. And very unhealthy mentally and physically. Yeah, it was a very, very big blessing. And it took me about 25 years to see that, but I see it clear as day. And I know my father. I no longer cry over him or for him. He's just another human on this planet. Yeah. So there's my example. I've got many more too. Can you guys think of one? Everything happens for a reason. The universe always has our back. If you haven't read that book, that's an actual book title, The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein. Wonderful woman. I think her whole chart is Scorpio, which means she's super intuitive and spiritual. But I listened to her audiobook for The Universe Has Your Back. It's, you know what, I'm going to listen to it tonight. It's amazing. If you need a little inspiration or motivation right now, The Universe Has Your Back. Download the book or go buy it. It's awesome. I'm not getting paid to say that. Okay, I'm going to cut this podcast short. I think we covered a lot, but I'm going to go inside and have dinner with my family in the vortex. My mom and my brother are out here in Colorado. And it looks like there's a storm behind me, and no joke, there might be a rainbow. So, oh, I'm so excited. I just got so excited about the future. I just got a vision that it's going to be unbelievable and that I'm actually going to get to have conversations with you guys in person and like look you in your eye and give you a huge hug. And instead of like texting you through direct messages or emails, I'm actually going to like talk to you and like touch your hand and feel your energy. And it's going to be so awesome. And we're going to drink green smoothies, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to cry, and we're going to dance to hip hop. And yes, I will freestyle for you because I'm a hip hop head. But okay. I'm going to go be with my family now. I love you guys so much. You guys are my family. So I just spent time with this family. Now I'm going into that family. I loved having a one-on-one with you guys this week. This is so nice. I'll see you on Instagram, okay? And if not, I will see you next week. Maybe I'll have a special guest. Guys, I really don't plan these things. I just make wonderful connections and say, do you want to come on the podcast? Sure. And then it just happens. Thank you, universe. Okay, from Crestone and beyond. Be well out there, guys. I love you, and I will talk to you soon. And a bunny just hopped in front of me and is staring at me. All right, time to Google this spirit animal. Bye, guys. Have a wonderful week. And don't forget to put up your purple shield, your purple bubble. And get out there, guys. The world needs us so bad right now. No more hiding your voice. No more daydreaming about it. Get out there. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Okay. From me and the bunnies, we love you. Bye. With you every moment.